Hello to you all. My name is Paul Murray. I work for the i5 Group. I've been a practitioner in the CRM space for a long time. I focus more on the user interface stuff. I don't really know about all this technical back-end stuff, but I'll be joining my colleague Bruce in talking to you about CRM as a development platform.
I'm Bruce. I'm the CIO of the i5 Group. Been working with Paul for a long time. Been working with CRM for even longer, and we'd like to share some of the things we've learned over the years with you today.
So, Bruce, why are you so excited about using CRM as a development platform?
So, CRM has been used for sales, marketing, and service for so long, but it's got the potential for so much more than that. CRM can basically be used for, I heard one of the guys saying today, XRM, anything that's got relationships. And the platform that is provided by Microsoft CRM is just very exciting, so we can give anything. It's exposed with web services, it's a very flexible platform, we can create entities, we've even been creating entities for beaches, prisoners, cars, anything that you can put your mind to. And the modern web service architecture, etc., really means that we as technical and developer people can expose all this functionality to the guys out there.
And so you're talking sort of back-end stuff, so it's all service-oriented architecture in its approach, web services and all that?
All web services, there's a data layer as well, but that's all hidden away from the developer and handled by the platform itself. And there's a hell of a lot on the front end that might be useful as well. What do you enjoy about using CRM as a platform?
Oh, I mean, I enjoy the sexy stuff on the front end. I mean, one of the greatest things to do is just take all this data that comes back from the back end, find a nice intuitive way of presenting it to the users and build rich user interfaces on it. We've been dabbling recently by extending with Silverlight, for example. So let's say you're running a marketing campaign on CRM. You can have that real-time tracking with a Silverlight barometer showing you this is where my current campaign is at in real time. I thoroughly enjoy that.
That is sexy. So what kind of lessons do you think we've learned? What is the first thing that jumps to mind in these some of the larger scale deployments we've done and the lessons that we could pass on to others?
Well, I think there's a couple of lessons. So firstly, if you think about CRM as a development platform, as a development platform, you talk about multiple environments. You develop because larger organizations have custom needs and you need to try and meet that. So with multiple environments, multiple tenants, comes complexity. And although CRM 4 helps us with a lot of that, we bring in elements of the classic development lifecycle, and we need to know how to manage this. So let's take a simple thing like caching. You know, Internet Explorer will cache on us. Some hardware device might cache on us. IIS might cache on us. How do we know that we're delivering the latest version of our code? Would you have any ideas now to approach that, for instance?
Well, we've used a couple of different techniques over the time, but one of the best techniques we found is a version number within your application so that you upgrade this version number whenever you require. This then means that the page is identified slightly differently to whatever that's causing this caching, be it IIS or a hardware device, and then you make sure that the person gets a new page. But after that, it's once again back in the cache and you get all the benefits all over again.
And when you say slightly different identification, would you actually be appending the version number to the URL in
typically,
all the
yeah,
script calls
that
you do?
So
and then you get the latest version every time.
There you go.
That's cool. What about other large deployment issues, Bruce? I mean, we probably should have a development environment, QA, production. What are the issues that go with that?
It's not just that. You get the training environment that the guys want access to as well. And there's lots of challenges around how you manage the individual drops and the versions of code. So it comes back down to using something like the team server so that you can manage the branching of code. You might have different releases in different areas. You want to support your existing release while extending your upcoming release and so on. And those kind of challenges, especially with CRM, and there's a lot of scripting code versus some .NET code, and being able to make sure that those are also on the same versions, compatible and returning what they expect. So I would definitely say that the source control is one of the key elements that we put a lot of thought into, and you need to, depending on the configuration, what environments you have available.
And you've been working on a fairly large project recently. How many of these drops did you do?
I think just under 100.
Just under 100? That's hectic.
It's a lot of drops and it's a lot of information, lots of change, lots of risk. And if you don't manage that, it's going to come back to bite you, and, especially once you're in the live environment, and you have to be careful.
So effectively, our customers are getting the benefits of what looks like a bespoke solution. But we're building something, but we're building it on top of a platform. So we talk about buy versus build. This is kind of in that interim space, right?
So yeah, you get the classic buy where you pack it off the shelf kind of product, and you can just install it. And you get the classic build where you build it up from scratch and you get nothing. And there is a medium in between where we take the best of what the CRM platform has to offer. So it does a lot of the complicated business rules for us, and the relationships, the data management, etc. It has a lot of components that we can take advantage of, such as the asynchronous, the plugin architecture, Microsoft Workflow Foundation. So you get all those benefits, but still the flexibility to deliver unique business processes and so on. So I think I'd like to think it's the best of both worlds, as opposed to somewhere between those two different thoughts. And it also allows you to achieve other things at the same time, like service orientation.
Great stuff. So we don't have to choose between buy and build. We'll just blend this all together. Man, I love this product.
Maybe we're saying buy and build. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, shall we say buy and then go and build? Because yes. I think we've done our piece. Thanks for being with us.